Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let me see if you agree with some of the things. Now, this is a fantasy football expert. So, Joshua, this is not me. This is Matthew Berry. And he had this to say. He said he's talking about different things.
I noticed that you're carrying a lot of grudges.
Yeah, I am.
Lately, you're fighting a lot of individual battles.
Well, because people are a-holes. And so I just
Mr.
Astro's an a-hole.
Astro's Twitter.
Joshua Bunn's an a-hole.
Why are you getting into all these things with people? Is this maybe you? Are you the problem?
Maybe I'm the problem. Yeah, there's a good chance I'm the problem. Yeah.
You're blaming Dell for something? He's on a vacation.
Then you know what? Get things right. Okay, that's all. Somebody's got to be blamed other than me. So he has all these different little things. Xavier Worthy is the real deal. The Titans offense are going to be revamped. Stephon Diggs, not Nico Collins or Tank Dell, is going to be the wide receiver one in Houston in terms of targets and will play the most snaps in the slot of the big three, although all three of them are going to get plenty of work. Agree with Matthew Berry?
I'm not going to do the snaps in the slot. I don't care. It's just about how many snaps you get. I think Matthew Berry, the more I think about it, the more it could happen.
I think
Nico is a guy who catches more intermediate and deep routes. And let's just face it, the target count is going to be good for him, but the more I think about it and the more I kind of have a funny feeling Stephon Diggs is going to lead the team in targets.
Yep. Diggs is going to be the guy. Tank is going to get his. Tank is going to get, I think, a lot more. I think Tank explosive plays. Tank or Nico explosive plays?
Oh, I'll go Nico. Explosives. Considered 20-plus in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think it would be Nico. Because a lot of Tank's throws, the targets are going to be shorter.
I don't know. He threw down the field to Tank, too.
He will, but Nico's runs the routes. He's the X, so he's going to run the routes that are a lot of times are going to be more, you know, deep digs, posts, corners, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I think
Tank was playing, I'm pretty sure Tank had more explosive plays.
I don't think so.
Until the end. Well, don't forget those last six games, Nico exploded, right? I mean, so I don't know. I think that's going to be a tight one. I think
Tank did average 15 yards a catch.
Yeah,
and you know, he had some run after catch stuff. Well, I can actually look it up. I've got the PFF.
You do have
tool,
that.
So
there's something else that he says about our Texans. C.J. Stroud should have a great season, but pocket passers have a very narrow path to becoming league winners. Joe Burrow and Dak Prescott offer a comparable upside. And
now, this is for fantasy football.
This is fantasy
football. Not for the tech. Yeah, no. It's just so everyone knows.
Offer a comparable upside and off go a few rounds later. Listen, I had Dak Prescott as my backup last year to Jalen Hurts, and I had to put Dak in a few weeks. He was so good. Dak was fantastic. And CJ has been fantastic, too. CJ also threw in some stinkers.
Yeah.
I mean, the Carolina game, the Atlanta game, the Jets game, there were some stinkers in there. So you got to be careful with CJ as far as fantasy goes. And you see all the rankings. CJ is down 10th, 11th in that neighborhood, and rightfully so because he's not a running quarterback. I don't know. I just think this Anthony Richardson ratings and fantasy ratings is just ridiculous. I don't know. Not a guy who can't throw at all. I mean, Anthony.
Yeah, but if you run, it doesn't matter. He could throw for 160 yards a game, but if he runs for 70, that's 7 points. That's the equivalent of. I mean, that's throwing for 200. You just threw for 280 yards.
Yeah, I don't know.
Passing touchdowns four.
The second thing is, can he stay healthy running like
that? Passing touchdowns four, running touchdown six.
Can he stay healthy running like that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not touching Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
I'm not. But C.J. Stroud is not going to get a lot of yards running the football. So in fantasy football, it's just different. The running quarterbacks have really just taken over. And it's less about who the best quarterbacks are, and it's more about who's going to run for the most yards, and especially rushing touchdowns. So that's not really a mark of anything with fantasy football. But I think our guy is going to have good – like, I'd wait on C.J. Stroud personally because he's not going to have rushing. Rushing touchdowns I prioritize. Rushing yards I prioritize. Josh Allen, you prioritize. Jalen Hurts, even if you think, man, that guy didn't quarterback worth the crap last year at the end of the year. Doesn't matter. They'll tush push him in for 60 yards, a touchdown. He throws for a touchdown. All of a sudden, there's 10 points there, and you've got over 20 points. And, yeah, that's how it happens. I still don't think you're going to be sad with any Texans wide receiver in fantasy football. But I do think Tank Dell is going to be one of the guys who will have 21 yards one game or 147 in a game. I think he's the most likely to be up or down. I think Stephon Diggs, because Tank is going to play outside a little bit more. I think Stephon Diggs is in PPRs, points per receptions, are going to, you know, he's going to be solid. I think Nico's going to be solid because Nico only has to get four catches. And if it's four catches for 96 yards, we're already at 13 points. And, you know, I do think he's going to get some touchdowns. I think the one guy that is going to be a little more feast or famine, but whose stats will look good at the end of the year, but is going to have some ups and downs week to week, is going to be, it really is going to be Tank Dell. What's curious to me is, what kind of value does Joe Mixon have? Now, I'm staying purely fantasy football right now, but we can branch into the actual football as well. What kind of value does Joe Mixon have fantasy-wise and for the team?
I wish I could see him. I wish I had seen him one time.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't need to. You've seen him.
I guess. I don't know. To see him, what he's going to do with the Houston Texans, is the offensive line going to open up any holes for him? That's a question. I mean, they did last year for Motor. They didn't for Damian Pierce. Are they going to open up those holes for Joe Mixon like they did for Devin Singletary? I don't know. I hope so. Is he going to be a big part of the passing game? I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't tell you
I wish you did know.
I wish I did know, too. I just
be a whole lot cooler if you knew.
I think Joe's a real wild card.
I did too. You know, Arian Foster scored a lot of touchdowns in an outside zone scheme, and Andre Johnson didn't. And the touchdown scored, Arian really racked him up. Is Joe Mixon going to be a touchdown hog and CJ go down the field and then Joe Mixon start getting some short? I don't think so. I think his production is going to be very modest. I really loved what I saw from Cam Akers. Boy, Cam looked like he was light on his feet. He looked like he recovered completely from the Achilles stuff. What an addition he could be. Now, I think what he'll be is really a lot like Devin Singletary. I'm not looking for anything, superstar caliber necessarily. But Devin Singletary was a good runner for the Houston Texans last year. I like Devin Singletary. You get Cam, if Cam Akers can give you, you know, a 1-2 punch of Joe Mixon and Cam Akers should be better than Damian Pierce and Devin Singletary. So your run game should be better this year.
Yeah.
And your passing game is going to be better. Offensively, you're going to be more consistent. I don't see how you're not one of the top three offenses in football. I think you're going to be really high up there, worst case scenario, top five offenses. So from a fantasy standpoint, you know.
Are they going to be pass happy? Or
they want to be more balanced.
I don't know, but I want to take the ball at CJ's hand. You got one of the elite guys in the NFL. I want the ball in his hands. I want him making decisions. He's proven to be a great decision.
But the run game helps. The
he
play
continues
action
to do that. Oh, absolutely.
The play action helps. So.
Absolutely.
So I think you got to running the ball. You control the ball. Don't forget the head coach is a defensive minded guy who wants physicality. Like part of it is, and I don't know if D'Amico imparts this on Bobby Sloak or not, but D'Amico also might say, hey, you know, I want to be able to physically challenge the defenses and take their will from them. Late in games, I want to be able to run. That may be something that D'Amico says as a coach. I don't know. You know, it's hard to – sometimes coaches will say that out loud. I've never heard D'Amico say it, but D'Amico might be somebody who says, hey, Bobby, I want to make sure that we establish an identity of toughness on both sides of the ball. So it could be something to keep an eye on. But at the end of the day, you're not going to win with – you're not going to be a run-first team. That's just not what the Texans are going to be. They don't have –
I don't want them to be.
They don't have the talent to be a pure run-first team. They are a team that's going to have three wide receivers that I think all hit 1,000, provided they're healthy. But the health concerns, you know, Nico has no reason. Tank is a size concern. Stephon Diggs is an age concern now. Not a drastic age concern, but a little bit of an age concern. And Nico Collins, he's big, he's strong, he's young. There's really no reason Nico Collins other than, you know, something kind of freakish happening there. But fantasy football-wise, man, Texans have a lot of value for the first time. And Dalton Schultz will get drafted. Dalton Schultz, so you have four. You have Joe Mixon, 5. You have C.J. Stroud, 6. Six Texans should be drafted.
A couple years ago, you had none.
And maybe Cam Akers will be a handcuff for some teams. Well, I don't know.
If you're starting to.
You had none. You might have had, Jack Easterby's boy. You might have had, not Robert Woods, the wide receiver who came over.
Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks was it.
And he was taken in maybe the 7th round
or so. Yeah, that was it.
Right,
that's all you had.
Yep. Jack Easterby's boy. That's how you remember him?
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, because Easterby wanted him over.
Okay, all right.
I mean, Brandon was a good player.
Mm-mm. 713-780-3776, if you want to get in here. We apologize. We didn't take your calls a little bit earlier. We had Willie Fritz on. But we got you now at 713-780-3776.
We got college football. I mean, first week of big-time college football.
Starting tomorrow,
so we'll get into some of that as well. When we come back, I want to talk about why college has a huge advantage over pro football.
Okay.
From a fan standpoint.
Okay. Right now, we got Vanderford Air.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure it says 8:13 Vanderford Air.
Okay. I just told people about it, but that's fine because I want to make sure that people stay as cool as they possibly can, not only from the last break to this break as well. 281-557-COOL. Make sure that your air conditioning units are running at their max capacity. They're running at their max efficiency, I should say. One of the things that they do is they go into your home and they will – of course, they check the vent temp. They want to see what the air is coming out at. But the other thing they do is they turn your AC down very low, and they want to see how cool the rooms can get. So it's called a heat load, and they run a heat load on all the different rooms to see. You know, sometimes people need another vent cut into their home. Sometimes they may have to get into the attic and change some things around so that you have better airflow to that area. Sometimes you have an AC system that is just crapped out. It's really losing its steam. It's 18 years old. What they do when they replace your air conditioner is they get an AC that has the right size for your home. It's the right, you know, tonnage for your home. And then they get in there, they replace that, they change all the lines out. So you got brand new, fresh, clean lines. All the air is going to flow beautifully, and you are going to be cool here in the city of Houston. It's going to be something you won't have to even think about for a long time. 281-557-COOL. It's the name is Vanderford Air. It's a name you can trust. 281-557-COOL.
Now back to John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Five Star joining us in about 40 minutes here to give you winners. 9 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
9 o'clock. Five Star will be with us at 9. giving you winners right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're live at East River 9. They have happy hour from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. What? That's a ridiculous happy hour. That's the longest happy hour ever. That's happy 8 hours, okay? Nobody does that. That's ridiculous. So we got Raheel. Raheel's going to be coming out here today with Michael Carroll. He'll be here. If you haven't seen Raheel in a while, come and see him. And then the other shows are all going to be here as well. So East River 9, we love it. A little nine-hole lighted golf course. So you could come and watch your games, your night games here, play a little golf as well, and then get in here in the bar and watch all your Astros or your night football games. They had both of them on here last night, and everybody's enjoying themselves. Great bar, good food, everything. Everything. They got it going on here at East River 9. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here with us, 713-780-3776. Our Astros won yesterday despite, man, not only Pena or the play by Whitcomb, Altuve one goes under his glove as well for Presley, and then they get the double play ball, which was nice. They did a really nice job with Bobby Witt last night. Bobby Witt is one of the best players in baseball. Boy, did they do a nice job with him last night. And so that was really nice because that's the most dangerous. That dude is dangerous.
Uh-huh.
That guy can hit. So very well done last night with him.
He's a five-tool stud, man. He can really go.
If it wasn't for Judge having this ridiculous year that he's having, Bobby Witt's MVP.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's ridiculous how good he is. So, I mean, it's not even an argument anymore. What is Judge minus? Judge's got to be minus 600 or so.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I don't even know if they have that available right now.
Well, yeah.
I'll have to look. But, yeah, I mean, Judge, forget
about
it.
Even if Judge doesn't.
And they're winning, so, I mean, he's a lock. He's just an absolute.
And how about Shohei? We haven't even talked about Shohei. Shohei is a 40-40 guy. You know how ridiculous, and he's got a chance to be a 50-50 guy.
He's got 42 stolen bases for the year. He's 6'4", 210 pounds. I think he might actually be a little heavier than that.
He's got a chance to be a 50-50 guy.
He's just for perspective, last year, he's had more plate appearances. He's had more at-bats in the past. He had 26 stolen bases in 2021. He had 11 in 2022. He's just decided, you know what, I'm going to steal bases this year.
Maybe it has to do with the pitching, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, he doesn't have to pitch.
Right.
But he has made a decision that when he's on the base paths,
he's going to run.
He's going to steal.
And he's only been caught four times?
He's only been caught four times. 42 stolen bases, caught four times. For his career, 128 stolen bases, caught 37 times. What does he not do?
He does it all. He's ridiculous how good he is. And it might be a better year than Judge, but no, it can't be a better year. Judge is just ridiculous.
Well, he's 40-40. He's going to end up, I mean, Shohei's going to end up with over, you know, I don't know, what, 45?
He's got a
home
chance.
Runs and 100.
If he goes on a tear.
10 RBIs.
He's got a month left, so maybe not 50-50, but
no,
he'll be 45-45 guy.
I doubt he'll go 50-50. It'd be incredible if he did. No one's ever done that.
No, nobody's ever done
that. Be the first ever. How many 40-40s have we had?
Name them.
I don't know. Did Barry ever do it?
Did Ty Cobb ever do it? I mean, if you'd have to go. Barry steal 40 bases?
Well, Barry used to steal bases.
Not when he started hitting homers like that.
Acuna.
Was Barry a 40-40 guy? We got to get Chris in here. He's been waiting for a long time to get on the show.
Here they are.
Wait. Let's get Chris in here.
Jose
Chris has
Canseco.
Been holding forever. Jose Canseco was a 40-40.
What's up, guys?
Jose Canseco was Barry Bonds, A-Rod. Yeah.
What's going on, Chris?
What's up, guys? Hey, my kids would call John a W Yapper. Lance, you've got teams. So I don't know if you know what that means. But, hey, so last night's game, the Colorado, I can't handle all the bros on the sideline, Lance. And I didn't know what you think, like NFL scouts think about that. There are so many bros on the sideline. And by that, I mean guys with big chains that don't look like they know anything about football, but they're just walking up and down the sideline. And they got their cameras on Travis Hunter and their cell phones out. And I didn't know what NFL guys think about that. And then my second question is, Jimmy Horn, I don't like Colorado at all because of all the antics, but I'm going to put some respect. That kid can fly. And he reminds me like of Tank Dell, Tyreek Hill. And I just didn't know, is he in draft analysis. What's his status? Like, what classification is he? And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Yeah, Jimmy Horn came over from South Florida. And last year, he's a guy last year, I'm almost positive, that's Joe Horn's son, right? He is, I'm going to have to know a lot more about him. Because last year he had 58 catches. He was not on my radar at all. 58 catches for 567 yards receiving, six touchdowns. You know, he averaged 9.8 yards a catch. They obviously used him for a bunch of catch and run type stuff. But obviously he's on my radar now. So I'm having to, I'm going to have to pay close attention to Jimmy Horn Jr. because he, well, it can't be Joe Horn's son because he's Jimmy Jr. But I'll definitely have to pay attention because the kid looked really good yesterday. Looked really, really good. He was the one who was taken off. I mean, Travis Hunter got a lot of the attention, but the guy that had almost 200 yards receiving was Jimmy Horn Jr. And so, yeah, I'll have to Houston went after him, Penn State, and Texas A&M were the three teams that were looking at him, and Colorado got him in the transfer portal. But he came over from South Florida, not Joe Horn's son, doesn't look like, but really looks like he's pretty talented. But he was, you know, a good job by Colorado of isolating the talent and bringing him over.
Yep.
As far as the guys on the sideline, no, I mean, it's just, look, that's the way it used to be with Miami years ago. It's the way it is at a lot of universities. You'd be surprised. We already know Colorado's kind of larger-than-life stuff, and so it is what it is. There's a lot of branding going on, and teams don't love it, but they're going to judge each player by who the player is. They don't, you know, they're not going to look at that and say, I don't want Travis Hunter. Look at all the guys on the sideline with cameras and chains, and they don't.
Yeah, and they're good football players.
It is what, yeah.
I don't know that Colorado has a bunch of good football players, though.
But Travis.
It ain't Miami.
No, but it's Travis. Oh, historic. No, but you had people last year who didn't play at Colorado who were wearing Colorado stuff on the sideline.
Yeah, right.
You had Florida State players.
Well, T.O.'s on the side.
Yeah.
In the huddles, you know. So.
Well, is T.O. an assistant coach?
Is he?
Or a consultant?
Well, I think he's a consultant to Travis Hunter. I know that. But by the way, Yapper's not a W. Yapper, not a nice thing.
Yeah, you got a W. It's a win.
Oh, it's a win?
You didn't go L. Yeah, they didn't say L yet.
Oh, a W.
You talk a lot. But
you got a W?
Yeah. Uh-oh. You want to have a W in front of it. Abigail, can you tell John? W, you tell me. W, I don't feel like Yapper is necessarily a compliment, but they did say W instead of L.
Yeah, right. W means win.
What does
like
that mean, Abigail?
It means win. Like, yeah. You're
win?
A good yapper.
Yeah.
Yapper is not necessarily a nice term.
Really.
Yeah, it's a compliment.
Oh.
You don't want it to say L.
L. An L yapper
like
is
L Riz. He's got L Riz. Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
W. Yeah.
Loser Riz?
Yeah, but they didn't say you were L yapper.
No.
They said
W yapper.
Yapper.
So his kids are Brett.
I don't know.
I don't think that's how it works.
They're not brats?
No.
No. Well, they are to me a little bit if they think
Messi,
I'm a W
they?
Yapper. Okay. That's good. That's a good thing. Unless you guys are making that crap up. All right, time to talk about we got a giveaway, huh, Abigail?
Yes, we do. We're giving away two tickets.
We got two tickets to the U of H game. You heard Willie Fritz a little late this morning. My fault. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we've got two tickets to give away, and if you want to go to the game, we got two of them for you, but they're easy to buy. UHCougars.com, 713-GO-COUGS. Get on out there, support the team, new season, let's see, new coach, let's go, all of that stuff. But if you want two free tickets, let's do 835, Abigail. Caller number 4 is going to win them. At exactly 834, you call 713-780-3776, and Abigail will tell you if you're the fourth caller, and you get two tickets to the University of Houston game. So you got that. Right now, though, you got a little underdog to talk.
Underdog Fantasy, man, oh man, is Underdog on fire right now, and I'll tell you why. Underdog Fantasy, this is how cool it is. The best thing that you can do with Underdog Fantasy is very, very simple. You simply make picks on Underdog, and it's very simple and easy to get started in the Pick'em Challenge. Go to their mobile app or to underdogfantasy.com. Sign up with promo code Lance, and Underdog's going to give you a highly discounted pick to use on your first pick'em entry, plus a first-time deposit offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code Lance to claim your new customer offer of a gimme first pick and your deposit offer. It's so simple. You just have to pick between two and five players. There's stats listed for every player. Go find one that you think is a little soft. I mean, you're studying the games, right? So you say, oh, he's going to have way more yards than this, rushing yards. Or there's no way he's facing a great cornerback. He's not going to have a touchdown here. I'm going to go under a half touchdown or under 1.5 touchdowns. That's or lower, I should say. You're going higher and lower, higher and lower. Figure out if you want to go lower or higher on whatever the statistic is. They have multiple sports to choose from. They have college football. They have pro football. They have golf. They have UFC. But right now with fantasy football, I mean, we're focusing on our football, and you're going to have season-long fantasy contests that you can enter right now, daily fantasy, and, of course, the Pick'em Challenge where you can win 325 times your money. Nobody gets close to that multiplier, but that's how they do it at Underdog Fantasy. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER. Visit ncpgambling.org.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at East River 9.
Do you know what a Botic Van de Zandschulp is?
Yeah, it's one of the things that they use for what's what they use to go in through my groin. Oh, okay, tell me what it is, and then we got some stuff we have to talk about.
He's the guy who beat Carlos Alcaraz last night second round of the
straight
U.S. Open.
Straight sets. 6-1, 7-5, something else. He beat the
6-4.
Brakes off him.
Yeah, straight sets. Carlos Alcaraz.
At the U.S. Open, a major.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something. That's bad for
US
the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open is not happy about this.
Hey, you know, how about Carlos Botic Van de Zandschulp looks at the pairing and goes, oh, my God, I'm going to have Alcaraz in the second round.
So,
and then beats him in straight
sets. I didn't
sets.
Realize how tall. This came up the other day. I didn't realize how tall tennis players are. You know how tall tennis players are?
Well,
they're all with a leverage and all that stuff, long levers. But these guys are like, how tall do you think Roger Federer was?
Roger Federer? I don't know. 6'2"?
Yep, he was 6'1". This guy, Sinner, who is the number one, who got busted with performance-enhancing drugs but didn't get in trouble?
Yeah, right.
He's like 6'6". There's a bunch of they're taller
well,
guys.
6'8 guy that's been around forever, but I think he's just retired. Anyway.
And who's the – there's a pretty boy now, Zverev, who has not always been nice to women, but Zverev is another one.
Speaking of not nice to women, what about your groin?
Okay. So this is what – Sam had a rough day yesterday. Abigail, you're going to need to be on the microphone for all this. So Sam, our – what's her official title? She does our social marketing. She does a lot of
social media. Correct.
She does great.
Marketing.
She does great. I got a text from her, and she said, hey, did you leave already? And I said, yeah, I had to go up to the doctor. She goes, oh, I was going to congratulate you that you made it through your groin surgery, LOL. And I said, it wasn't a groin surgery, haha. And she goes, oh, wait, then what was it? I said, for heart wiring. It's for AFib. She goes, oh, I'm sorry, I heard it was a groin surgery. Well, I'm happy it went well. I said, well, you probably just listened to John. She said, because I thought you probably cracked the joke. She goes, no, Abby had told me you were talking about groin surgery for like an hour. You know, all the shave stuff, the stuff that you were talking about a groin surgery for like an hour. I said, no, they had to go through the groin and into the veins and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, and, to be fair, I did not say groin surgery, but I specified you were talking for an entire segment, and she was laughing
that was,
so hard.
That was true, but she thought it was a groin surgery. She didn't. Then my favorite thing happened yesterday. So Sam, who's young, she's like 23 or something like that. She's right.
She's graduated college. Yeah.
Yeah. And what did we find out about her? What is her what are her preferences for men?
She likes a mustache.
She loves a mustache. Paul Skeens, like she's a Abigail, are you a mustache person? Do you like
I like clean shaven. I like baby face.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
And so Sam's like, no, I like
scruff.
A good thick mustache. Sam likes big mustaches. And so we had a whole segment where we were talking because John and I just had a hard time believing it. But it is true. There's an age group that now is into the mustache, and that's fine. She sent a picture of this.
I saw it.
On Twitter. And it's a picture of one of the mustaches from the Village People. And she said, do you know who this is? I said, yes, Village People. And she goes, and that's a sexy man with the mustache. She doesn't know anything about Village People. Okay? And I said, Sam, ... They were all gay. She goes, are you serious? She had no idea. I said, yes. She goes, I have no more comments after this. Then I just did a little screenshot of Wikipedia and, you know, and she said, I'm actually speechless with myself. She thought she really found,
she
like,
found the guy.
This is what,
her dream.
This is what a man of my dream would look like right here. Mm-hmm. This village person.
Mm-hmm.
This guy who works on the construction site.
They were slaying.
With leather pants. Well.
They were slaying. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean.
So Sam thought she had found one. She goes, this is the mustache of my dreams. I was, on the Village People?
I've actually never heard the Village. Like, they're called the Village People.
They're called the Village People. You've heard the song. You've probably heard the song YMCA before.
Oh, yeah.
Where everyone does a YMCA. Yeah, they.
So what did she do? Maybe you should show her Freddie Mercury. See if she'd like
She'll
that.
Love that mustache.
She'll love that mustache.
She's going to love Freddie's mustache.
Maybe, yeah.
She would love, you know what else she would love? She would also love probably 70s porn, where she gets some porn stashes.
Oh.
A lot of porn. We call them porn stashes. I don't know that
she
it was.
She went to the University of Jesus. She's not watching 70s
It's not
porn.
Called University of Jesus.
Yes, it was. Yes, it is, or something like that.
It's Swag U or Swag U.
Yeah, Swag U.
Southwest Assemblies of God. I do like University.
Southwest.
I do like University of Jesus. I got to be honest with you. That's a pretty tight name.
Well, no, what is the name of it? It's
Southwest Assemblies of God.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But, or as you call it, University
of Jesus.
U of J.
Yes.
You go to
you
UJ? Yeah. What are your classes? I'm taking Bread of Christ, Blood of Christ. And then it's like an 8 o'clock in the morning. Then we've got saints.
Mount of Olives.
Yeah, Mount of Olives. Oh man, yeah. I got so many. I got. What's your meal plan at U of J?
Last supper.
Fish. Bread.
Two fish, five loaves.
It's going to last us the whole year.
That's it.
Don't worry. My meal plan's going to last the whole year.
Yeah.
And an unusual amount of wine.
We're turning water. We're learning how to turn water into wine.
I think University of Jesus would be
class.
Like the first person who – the first school that decides we're going to rebrand. Because remember, Southwest Texas is now Texas State. They used to be Southwest Texas.
Houston Baptist.
Is now Houston Christian. Why can't somebody just say, you know what? Let's go University of Jesus.
University of Jesus.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Or JU. Instead of KU? Why can't you be Jesus University? But why can't you be Jesus University?
Well, you could be. I guess you could be.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, you started it. I'm just expounding on this.
I thought that was the name of her school, okay? It was close. It was the Southwest Assemblies of God.
Yeah.
That was
or
her.
U of J. I hope she's not listening.
You just exposed her, okay?
Exposed her what, for loving the Village People?
Yes.
For having a crush on one of the Village People?
The construction guy.
Girl, I wish I could go back in time and hook up with that Village person. Oh, I wish you could too. Trust me, I wish you could go back in time and hang out with Leather Guy or other Leather Guy or Cowboy.
Cowboy or Indian.
Indian, who they used to be known as, Indian. Or construction. She liked construction guy.
Yeah, construction.
Because he's, you know, he's rough. He's a rough, manly.
He had that stash.
Stash, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yep, she's listening.
Yep.
She just texted. Yeah. If you could only go back in time and marry a village person. That'd be amazing.
That's it. If you could only go back in time and talk about Formula One.
I don't have to go back in time. I go forward in time to September 7th. That's what I'm doing. Because when I go forward in time to September 7th, what I'm doing is going to the Showrun Houston. It's the Red Bull Showrun. It's right here in Houston. There's going to be Red Bull products available on site. You're going to have food trucks. You are going to have a DJ booth where people can spin records. You've got simulators where you can see what it's like to handle a vehicle like these incredible Red Bull Formula One vehicles. It's a Formula One exhibition at Houston's Discovery Green on September 7th. It's for all ages. There's no tickets necessary. The Red Bull Showrun is going to offer fans of all ages access to this massive outdoor pop-up exhibition, and you are going to absolutely have the time of your life. If you are into this, a lot of family-friendly activities, you get to feel the power, feel the energy, hear the noise of F1 vehicles as they race around. It's not a race, it's an exhibition, but they are going to be running the streets, and you'll get to see it and feel it and hear it for yourself. Don't miss out. Go to redbull.com/showrunHouston. Absolutely free. For all ages, September 7th, Discovery Green, redbull.com/showrunHouston.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at East River 9. Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Welcome back here, East River 9 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Get on over here sometime this weekend. Play golf. Takes about an hour and a half to run around, a little over an hour and a half to run around. And then you got all day here. Unbelievable happy hour. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Just fantastic. Got all the TVs you want, and they'll have the games here. So college, pro, your Astros, all of it right here at East River 9. Plus pickleball, golf. What more do you need? You got it all right here at East River 9. Astros win last night 6-3. That's a great way to start this series. They were supposed to win. Hunter Brown was fantastic again. Got into a little bit of trouble. He got in trouble because of the gloves again. Holy crap, the defense has just been, and that's been a staple of this team. I mean, just the misplays lately have been maddening. It's just crazy. Pena at short. It's good to see. I mean, Jason Hayward almost made a diving catch his first play as an Astro.
Yeah.
Just barely missed that ball. And then he came up with the two-run double in a scoreless game. I put in, Abigail, maybe you can, his postgame. Let's hear from him. When you get it, let me know. I put it into the audio. It's nice last night, recency bias. He's a 208 hitter this year. He hasn't been much of a hitter for a while.
No.
He's a five-time Gold Glover, though.
You just want to catch a heater.
Listen.
That's all.
Listen. If you're not going to hit, at least play the field.
He's an upgrade defensively. He's played in some big games in the major leagues. And is he going to be better than Chaz? You know, that's all.
This year,
listen,
yeah.
The bar's not high. Better than Chaz? Yes.
Better than Jake?
Better than Jake?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know if he'll be better than Jake, but if he will be better than Jake, I just want to be better than Chaz.
Well,
he's taking his spot on the roster.
Yeah, it was funny. He came in, had the two-run double, and a spot-up pinch hit for him late. I was like, okay, welcome to the team, but you know what? You got a tough lefty on the mound. Instead of putting him up there, he pinch hit for him. Okay, but you also take his glove out of the game. Interesting. That was a decision that was made in a tight game, but you needed some offense, so Joe Espada went to his bench. I'm no problem with that. I didn't love him taking out Hunter Brown in the situation he took him out. Let him finish out that seventh inning. Let him get that last out. Bregman was thrown out of the game, so he's got to put Whitcomb at third base, but Whitcomb at third base has not been good lately. Well, nobody is Alex. You know what? Our standards are a little high, although Whitcomb's got to play better than he has the last couple of games.
Whitcomb, Singleton, we can think of a couple games where passive first and third base
yes,
play hurts
hurt,
the team.
Has yeah. hurt the team. I guess we're spoiled because Bregman's so good. Bregman is so good. Yeah. So that, you know, I mean, if you any miscues at third base, you're like, man, I wish I had. How many years ahead are we going to be saying, wish we had Bregman there because he's not going to be here next year or the year after or the year after because he signs with somebody else? Here is Jason Heyward, newly acquired, coming up with a huge hit, a two-run double to break a scoreless tie. Here he is after the game.
With Jason, the newest Astro here, you said you wanted to play in many meaningful games. Did this one feel like it meant something?
100%. What an opportunity, you know, to come out here and be a part of a group that's been grinding, fighting, and, you know, in first place. Obviously, wanted to hold on to that, but just playing some tough teams down the stretch, and that's playoff baseball.
Their pitcher, starting pitcher, very tough today, Singer. So when you go up, you've got runners in scoring position there. What do you think?
I just want to do the best I could to be early enough, be on time. All of us were talking about how he's quick to the plate. He makes good pitches, and sometimes he has a lot of room for error that way. So after seeing him from the windup, from the stretch, I knew I had to be even quicker and was able to get a mistake. He made a pitch middle in and hit it down the line. Nobody was there.
Eighth inning Great was stuff. Wild for you guys. You were able to have a front row seat to your new teammates grinding out some at-bats, too. What did you notice from the guys? What did you take away from all that?
Oh, exactly that. I think guys weren't overthinking it, you know, grinding out the at-bats, wanting to do the best they could for the team, obviously, and keeping it simple. And honestly, I saw a lot of trust there in the guy behind them. If the pitch wasn't there, they said, okay, I'm going to take it. I'll take my base and give the next guy a shot. And obviously, it's awesome to have some guys come through, and it's nice to see some things go our way tonight.
Yep, that's nice stuff. Thanks to Space City Sports for that Julia Morales interview with Jason Heyward.
There's some people who don't know, like, hey, where did Jason Heyward come from? He was just designated for assignment, I guess, right? And the Astros scooped him up as a free agent. He didn't take the assignment. They scooped him up, put him in a lineup, and here we are.
He was
an upgrade over Chaz, potentially.
He was hitting 208, released by the Dodgers. You know, I had seen him play a few times because obviously it's on all the time in Los Angeles, and he can still, man, his glove is still excellent. He's not great hitting, but he sure did come through last night.
Yeah.
And you know what? And he's better, and I hate to say it, Chaz has had a horrific season. Horrific season. So he had to go, and he's got to go play better. And, you know, he's not going to be the same. If Jason Heyward hits the same as Chaz or a little bit better and plays a much better outfield, then we win.
Yeah, defensively, he's going to be better.
Yeah.
So it's a low bar at 200.
Yeah.
To hit 200 is a very low bar, to not strike out as much as Chaz was. Chaz just was cooked mentally. Oh, you know, he did go out with a home run his last game with the Astros before he was sent down. But this is it for him. I mean, he's not gonna make a playoff roster.
Don't say never say never because Rafael Montero is coming back.
Well, I'm just saying it's it for him. He's not gonna be on the playoff roster this year. Chaz won't.
Yeah.
You think Montero will be on the playoff roster?
One never knows, Lance.
One feels pretty strongly that he won't be.
There are a lot of guys I'd rather have than Montero, but you know what? If he's worked his stuff out, they gave him $34 million to not go to AAA. You never know if they're going to use him. You will see. And then Presley did a nice job getting out of a jam because of Jose Altuve's error to start the eighth inning. He got the induced the double play ball, just 13 pitches. That was nice. And then Hader just been fantastic. 10 pitches to get done, and it was over, and it's all done. Hader's been really, really, really good. His 29th consecutive save. He has lost a few games, but they're asking him to do too much at sometimes. You know, pitch a couple of innings, go into extra innings. Well, you know, as the pitcher of record, and that sucks when you start with a runner on second. But Josh Hader has been everything that you could possibly want. Whether or not he's still paying off 5 years into that deal, we'll see. We'll see. But I don't. Do you have any issue? Do you have any nerves at all when Josh Hader enters the game now?
I actually do.
You
Am
do?
I not supposed to?
No, what about because the way whenever he's pitching?
In, when he's in games when they don't have leads.
Well, yeah, he gets
those are still games.
He's had a few losses.
Yeah, he still has those.
Yeah, but no, he. Well, yeah, but they're asking him to pitch two innings. He's doing way more than anyone thought he could do. Plus, he's got the record for 29 consecutive. He's 6-6 on the season. That's how many non-save situations that they've put him in. 6-6. That's a lot for a closer.
Yeah.
To be in non-save situations.
Yeah.
Because he's got 29 consecutive saves. Whenever you ask him to get a save, he's doing it. Dude has been fantastic. 29 though, an Astros record. All right, I don't have any qualms. When he walks in the game, I'm like, done, this is over.
I don't know. I've just been too burned over the years.
Six
by relievers.
Seven now.
I never feel that way with any of my closers other than when Lidge was truly lit, when Lidge was at his very best, that's the only time I've really felt that.
Not
way.
Billy Wagner?
Nah, because Wags, they bang him out of the park some. I just don't. Maybe that's more on me than the closer, but I felt pretty good with Smitty. We're going way back.
Yeah.
We're going way back. I felt pretty good with Dave Smith, but, you know, Billy Wagner was just going to throw, he's just going to try to beat everyone with fastballs. So if you
Joe
had a
Sambito?
Fastball, hit him. Dude, I can't remember. I think I felt good with Sambito, LaCourty Smith to Sambito, but then I had to go to my little league game and sell. I had to sell my peanut M&Ms so that we could raise money for Lamar Little League back when I felt locked in with the bullpen. No, I felt really good about Wagner, Dotel, and Lidge.
Yeah.
You know, I felt really good during that era, during that stage.
So it was Dotel, Lidge,
it was
Wagner.
Dotel, Lidge, Wagner right. Is how that went. But I was just throwing the names out there. But, no, I mean, I've seen Hader get beat up some this year.
Well, he has given up a bunch.
And honestly,
but
it is not. Presley, I like what Presley did yesterday. But Presley, I did not sign up for Abreu, Presley of Hader of what I've gotten this year. I didn't sign up for that. I thought it was going to be a dominant trio, and it has not been dominant.
Josh Hader scares the F out of me, man. I feel like he's always screwing it up. He got 29 consecutive saves. What are we talking about? What are we talking about here?
But he's also got, what, seven losses?
He's got seven losses, but again, these are non-save situations that they're throwing him into.
Well, it's still pitching.
Don't get this.
It's still pitching. He's still going in and not
getting
guys out there.
He's got six wins on top of 6 wins and 7 losses.
Well, I mean, 6 wins.
But you know what? He comes in extra innings, and he's got a runner out on second base already.
Yeah.
He gets the loss for that.
No, those are tough in extras.
Yeah.
In extras, yes, that's tough.
I'm going to see how many of those are that is.
He's got a couple case. Losses in extras.
All right,
sure.
5 stars joining us next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we'll get we'll give you some winners on the other side. I got a winner for you. That's Doc Linville. I got a winner because Doc Linville is going to give you hair. If you're follically challenged like I was, I had poles all over. I looked like a mangy dog, and while you know the big bald spot in the back that takes time to fill in and all of that stuff, but you feel so much better. My hair looks 100 times better than it did before, and it's all because of Doc Linville. And the process was simple. The neo-grafting is great. You don't have to fly all the way to Turkey to get it done now. You got it right here in the city of Houston. Apparently, Turkey is a big place for hair replacement for whatever reason. But here, we've got it right here in the city of Houston. Save that flight to Turkey and just get it done with Doc Linville. 975hair.com. He's right in the med center, okay? And it may not be the neo-grafting, which is a great process. It may be PRP, which just stimulates the growth. Let Doc decide that for you. But if you're young and you want to keep your hair, you're sick of this, the hair loss, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.